Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Lieutenant General Mark Milley, commanding general of Fort Hood, told our reporters, Jakari Jackson and Kit Daniels, last night during the press conference that the reported Fort Hood shooter who killed three people and then himself, injuring 16 others, was on psychotropic drugs, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not tooting our horn. I'm pointing out that the mainstream corporate whore media was not asking those questions. Our reporters drove the hour and a half to the base command from Austin, Texas, in Fort Hood, the largest army base in the world, and asked the real questions. We're going to air that press conference or clips of it coming up, but we're also going to have extended clips of it coming up later in the broadcast. Former Congressman Ron Paul will also be joining us today to talk about a host of issues. From the economy to what's happening with the new Cold War with Russia. So he'll be on with us in the first 20 minutes of the second hour today. But I've got to say that I came out of NOAA last night, which is a pretty good science fiction movie, and to a certain extent biblically based. I'm not saying it's all accurate, but if you actually read the Bible, it's got fallen angels giving man technology and breeding with women and genetic engineering and kind of an Atlantis story. And so if you believe the Bible, it's a pretty heavy stuff. The mainline preachers, the last 200 years that can't deal with it, will tell you all that that's a false interpretation of it. The Nephilim coming down to Earth, the giants having sex with the women, destroying the genetics. In the movie Noah, though, it's clearly a eugenics depopulation propaganda film overall. It has some positive aspects. I'll give my review later in the third hour. I want to write some notes and kind of think about it. If you read Genesis, that is a story of God destroying the human life on Earth because of evil and because of genetic pollution breeding with fallen angels. Now, that's clearly what the Bible says. And again, your mainline preachers can't deal with it. And so they want to keep everybody basically away from that information. But that's basically where this film goes. It's kind of like Prometheus meets the Bible. And see, what's happening is the elites are now looking at all the genetic codes, and the scientists are. And a lot of them that were atheists are freaking out and going public saying, okay, we were clearly designed. There is a creator. And so they want to rebel against Christianity that's been proven accurate, the real Christianity, and, of course, Judaism that it came out of, and those accurate records that were kept by the scribes that passed on the information. They don't want to admit that's right, so they basically say, okay, space aliens created us. But regardless, the point is it's the question of our age. And it is a story of depopulation, but because the genetics had been destroyed. And you now see the attack by the globalists today trying to change human genetics irrevocably with the GMO that actually changed our genetics on record. And then you realize, oh my gosh, this is the same story repeating, but God won't destroy the earth this time with water, but with fire. And then you realize these aren't just allegories. You realize this isn't just stuff people made up. You realize this is repeating itself. It's incredible. It's incredible. And every ancient culture has the same flood story from the same period. So we're going to be talking about that some in the third hour. Again, I'm not endorsing the film. I think the people that made it were trying to be good. But, I mean, you know, it's like Kane is like an Alex Jones character who's pro-human. It's got some serious problems. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back on the other side. But I think we all do have a twist of Kane in us, don't we? We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side. We've got the incredible video and audio of our reporters at Fort Hood. Psychotropics yet again. little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
At military bases like Fort Hood, Texas, and other installations around the country, there was a nationwide manhunt for a former Army soldier they believed was preparing to carry out a jihad mass shooting attack at military bases. They weren't sure where. Then, someone reportedly on psychotropic drugs and under psychiatric care, as well as Ambien, on its own insert, saying it can cause psychotic breaks, sleepwalking, murder, you name it. We now learn that he killed himself and three others, injuring 16. And we have the suspect's name and information. Lieutenant General Mark Milley, the commander, the three-star general over Fort Hood, Texas military base, was being asked the classic softball questions by the corporate prostitute, lapdog, sycophant media. But as soon as the shooting began and was in the news, Ja'Kari Jackson and Kit Daniels, two of our InfoWars.com reporters, got in a car and drove the hour and a half to Fort Hood and were at the press conference and were the reporters that asked about was he on drugs and how long did it take for the police to respond. And the word is 10 to 15 minutes. So they're going back and forth because it is a huge base. I mean, it's the biggest military base in the world. It's about six times the size of Dallas, Texas, conservatively. And so they had to respond, and it took them a while to get there, where he was shooting people up in a personal dispute, reportedly. And the general says he doesn't think people should be able to have concealed carry on the base. The, quote, law enforcement should have that. So you got soldiers that are trained to kill people and break things, but they can't have guns when they're on the base in their own private homes. You got to lock them up in the armory, even in the bases that allow that. That's outrageous. So people can be victims in a victim disarmament zone, just like the Naval Yard. And remember the Naval Yard? They fought to keep it secret that he was on a bunch of psychiatric drugs and had been in psychiatric care. And the police had been called not once, not twice, but three times to hotels where he said the government was mind controlling him. Now, normally I'd say that's just a schizophrenic or somebody on these drugs that makes you crazy. The problem was he was in classified areas with DARPA, with ELF mind control type systems, and then showed up with his shotgun that said my ELF weapon on it, reportedly shooting people. And they had a drill there 2 days before. So very, 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 very suspicious. Jakari Jackson and Kit Daniels are going to be in studio. They were up till about 4 in the morning getting their video report, coming back to Austin, getting their video report filed. Jakari's coming in. Kit's already here. I don't even expect him to come in, but if he gets in, we're going to have him in here at the bottom of the hour. So great job to our reporters on that. Let me go over what we know right now that I'm going to air part of this press conference. We'll have more of that on the nightly news tonight, where our reporters asked all the real questions. And when the general says, no, he doesn't think anybody should have concealed carry on base, even off duty, Kit goes, so it takes 15 minutes for the police to get there, but still no one should be allowed to be armed in a barracks. And I think, you know, their concern is you'll get younger recruits and people that will get in fights and shoot each other. Well, that's going to happen anyways. People are going to get a gun with a bunch of trained killers who've been serving 5, 6, 7 tours. Look at Sergeant Bales, who climbed over the wire and killed 18 people, torturing children, burning them to death. Turned out he was on multiple psychotropics, didn't know what planet he was on. A few years ago, they're trying the guy right now. They had a guy walk around with a gun, didn't know who he was, like a zombie, in a Walmart. The cop walks around the corner and says, drop the gun. And the guy just ignores him, walking like a zombie. I would immediately, if I was a cop, go around the corner and then and shoot the person or whatever from concealment. Cop didn't do that, got shot. But the point is, it's too bad he got killed. I'm not making any judgment there. I said then, he will be on psychotropics, probably Ambien, because nothing is as bad as Ambien. And again, I'm not saying it's okay what Sergeant Bales did or the guy in Austin, Texas, or all the other cases. But the point is, they might as well be on PCP, folks. And if you kill somebody on PCP, you end up getting manslaughter. You don't get murder or murder one, premeditated, because you don't know what planet you're on. And that's the issue. We're putting people that have served 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 tours in some cases that no military has ever done in history. I grew up around a lot of World War II vets that served 2 tours and were all screwed up to a certain extent. They were all really nice, but the type of people that would, if you messed with them, they'd kill you. And the police even back then knew pulling over old vets and stuff is incredibly dangerous. People that have just served a couple tours because they just are not going to be pushed around. And that's the issue. You put people in hardcore stress and combat, they're going to get what they call PTSD. And you keep them in combat, you put them on these drugs. And this is a way to discredit the military, folks. They're now going to put them all on drugs, monitor them all, take all the military personnel's rights away, out of hand, give them, quote, anti-stress vaccines. They're announcing that literally destroy parts of the brain associated with aggression, but also with endorphins and enjoyment and religious experiences. This is how, you know, they come in and federalize the media and have it tell lies for decades and discredit it. It implodes. They come out with pure state-run media after that, run by the government completely. They militarize and federalize the police. Then the police act like, you know, murderers. The feds come in and fully federalize when they've trained them how to act like that. And it's the same thing with the drugging. The average military people I know in the Marines or the Army have served 5 tours in combat. I have family that has served over 20 tours, 30 years in the U.S. Army, 20 tours in combat in Africa and South America and Central America and Asia and in the Dominican Republic and in the Middle East and Afghanistan and Iraq. I mean, there's a bunch of people. I got cousins that are 50 years old, folks, 51. I mean, that have been in 20 combat tours, 20. I was just thinking, what do you mean 10 tours? I was on the plane back from Las Vegas taping TV shows with Ventura a few years ago, and there was a senior non-commissioned officer going to take a guy that got killed by an IED, an Air Force MP. He was an Air Force MP. And we got there. The cops were all there with the draped coffin and the big parade and everything out to Fort Hood. But the point was, is I talked to him for 3 hours flying back from Vegas, and he had been in... Since 9/11, and that was 2 years ago, he'd been in 8 combat tours with only basically 1 year off himself, being IED'd and shot at all over the world. You know, the point is, he was pretty normal and pretty nice. The issue is, most people would be completely screwed up from that. And that's what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is my cousin who's been in 20 combat tours. Because I asked him, I said, how many? Oh, about 20 of those 30 years have been combat tours. I mean, that's just unheard of, folks. Roman centurions didn't go for more than 10 years. And by the 10th year, you can read the history, they were, most of them, complete murdering maniacs. I mean, if you didn't follow discipline in the Roman centurions, they would get around and kill you just right there at the base. This is a total abuse of the American people and of the American volunteer military, and it's being done to ruin it and wreck it like a car you never change the shocks on, you never change the oil on. It's so evil. And then they put them on drugs that the inserts say will make you into a homicidal murdering killer. Let's go to part of the press conference with our reporters. This is up on Infowars.com. Army admits Fort Hood shooter was on psychotropic drugs. Was on psychiatric drugs.
How much indication do you have about premeditation here? Was there anything tied to the timing of it? Was there something going on in the building?
I do not know. That'll be part of the investigation. I did not say his rank nor his name, and I'll do that when his family is appropriately notified.
Sir, you said he came from another installation. Are you going to tell us what that is?
At this time, I prefer not. He was undergoing behavioral health and psychiatric treatment for depression and anxiety. There are reports, I don't know if he was diagnosed in the clinical sense, there are reports that he self-reported a traumatic brain injury previously coming back from the Iraq.
Was he on any sort of medications?
He was on medications, that's correct.
Like SSRIs or antidepressants, anything of that nature?
Yes.
Was the FBI already on the scene due to the alert that they gave out about on Monday regarding a possible mass shooting?
We have a local FBI liaison officer.
Okay.
But no, large FBI assets were not here.
Okay.
They are actually inbound to help with the investigation. All of the wounded and killed were military.
General, the female officer who engaged him, how would you describe what she did today?
It was clearly heroic what she did at that moment in time, and she did her job, and she did exactly what we would expect of the United States Army military.
What are your thoughts on
how
carry concealed
weapons? You're not allowed to carry concealed weapons.
Do you think that should change?
No, I don't think we're supposed to have concealed weapons on this. We have law enforcement agents. We're trained professionals, and I don't endorse carrying.
How long did it take for the law enforcement to reach the scene?
It was within minutes.
Within minutes.
Exact time, probably 10 to 15, maybe.
So you're saying that we should have concealed weapons, but it still takes 10 to 15 minutes for law enforcement to even reach the scene? What's your comments on that?
I think the law enforcement acted very rapidly and swiftly, given the nature of the circumstances.
I understand that, but there's still people that have died.
I'm not going to debate with you on carrying weapons on a military installation. I just ask for all your thoughts and prayers for the fallen and for the wounded in this particular case. Thank you very much.
General, I know it's not easy.
All right, this is video of our reporters walking around.
The FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood shooting, potential Fort Hood situation.
There's no link that we know of to that particular case.
Well, we're going to come back and play that last part again. That's Sha'Carri Jackson going up and following the general to his car like a real reporter.
Did you know Emergency Essentials has a lowest price promise on all of their long-term food storage and emergency supplies this month? While supplies last, save over $250 on the year supply of basics, a year supply of food for only $769.99. Get 36% off the Mountain House Gourmet Entrees Combo, 52% off freeze-dried tomatoes, and 57% off freeze-dried shrimp. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Do you really know how pure your water is? It's taken for granted that bottled water and even home filtered water is pure. But it is not the purest water you can drink. There is only one way to get the purest water, and that's with a new appliance that no healthy kitchen should be without, an H2O Labs countertop home water system. Go to H2OLabs.com to order yours now, and you will be drinking the purest water you've ever had. Guaranteed. Go to H2OLabs.com. That's H2OLabs.com.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence on what I believe will cause the next 9/11. I've just posted a video at www.next911exposed2.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this 9/11 event is scheduled to occur. Just like 9/11 had a lasting impact on our society, this event will reshape America. It will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere and destroy the way of life of millions of unprepared Americans. But it will also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Just visit www.next911exposed2.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.next911exposed2.com before it's too late.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Listeners of GCN know governments and identity thieves around the world are illegally spying on our digital data. This puts you at risk of financial loss or potential targeting because of your political affiliation or spiritual beliefs. But now there's a new, free, and easy way to protect yourself. Regain your privacy and security now with Unseen. Unseen is a free digital communication service that offers email, chat, audio, and video calling, plus cloud storage, all secured with unparalleled encryption and is hosted in Iceland, where your data is protected by some of the strongest privacy laws in the world. For a limited time, GCN listeners get a 20% discount when upgrading to Unseen's premium service, which offers more storage and even greater security. Plus, get huge discounts when you buy multiple premium accounts, perfect for your family, Bible study, political action group, or business. This isn't just your average radio ad. This is a call to action. You now have the power at your fingertips to stop Big Brother in his tracks. So why wait? Go to unseennow.com and take action today. That's unseennow.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You go to DrudgeReport.com. It's got the most complete coverage of what's really going on at Fort Hood. War comes home. Another shooting at Fort Hood. Update, 4 dead, including gunmen. ID'd as Ivan Lopez, mental health issues, was being treated, depression, anxiety, prescribed Ambien, bare minimum, connection between violence and SSRIs medication emerges yet again, Facebook page tribute to heavy metal band, GOP rep, troops should be armed on base, I agree with that,
at least people that have been in a few years. I mean, they could have a test you take or, you know, some type of certification and then just maybe get 10% of them armed at least. I don't know about brand new people at boot camp with guns. You don't want that. You get a Full Metal Jacket type scenario. And that stuff happens. GOP rep trip should be armed on base. Epidemic, at least 22 veterans commit suicide each day. That's over seven times any previous record after the Vietnam War in 1975. It is total stress disorder. And they're using it to demonize all vets, including the victims of being put in there. And people say, oh, well, you volunteered. And clearly, some people get in the military and get addicted to the culture, and it's all they know, and they stay in. And some people can handle it, like my cousin. But most people cannot handle four, five, six combat tours. You certainly can't handle 10 or 20. I mean, that's literally over-the-top cartoon book level. But that's the type of stuff that's going on. And, you know, a lot of the reason we had 1776 was because of the French and Indian War that killed hundreds of thousands and was a vicious guerrilla war with the colonies against the French and large groups of natives. And that's why when the British regulars, who a lot of them were snot noses and hadn't been in a lot of combat, came into the colonies, started pushing the veterans around, 1776 happened. And I'm telling you, this Homeland Security demonization of the military, after abusing them, and after putting them through all this, and now they're moving to take their pension funds and stuff like that, that's why the Pentagon says the number one threat and the Homeland Security is the vets, because you're starting a fight with them. This has happened over and over again in history. And it's not going to end well unless the system backs off right now. All these crazy people like Joe Biden with no connection to reality, all these con artists, all these PR firms, your BS is going to end. Your Obamacare, all of it. You fools run the country. You're in power already. Why do you have an instinct to gut anyone who's honorable? Because you have a criminal instinct to hurt good guys. You have a criminal instinct to eradicate anything decent. When it's the decent system of checks and balances that has allowed you to even exist. Now, you heard Jakari Jackson and Kit Daniels are coming in the next segment. Ask the real questions. Was he on psychotropic drugs? Was he on issued drugs? Yes was the answer. Drugs. That article's up on drugsreport.com, red linked. Connection between violence and SSRIs medication emerges yet again. Infowars.com, exclusive. And again, I'm not tooting our horn. Why didn't the hundreds, it looks like over 100 reporters when you see wide shots of the raw video. I mean, there's got to be 20 or 30 flags up there, you know, microphones. And the guys did a great job. Next time we need the remote kit, which I know we have with the microphone and the cord and our guys, you know, but they got up there with handheld cameras and got the job done in the middle of the night. Next time we need to have those kits ready for, no pun intended, for Kit and Jakari to have those kits for all our reporters to be able to go to those press conferences and get really good audio. But I give them an A-plus for initiative and questions. So great job to the reporters. Absolutely kick butt here at InfoWars. Let's go back to the end of that video that's up on Drudge where Jakari follows the general to his car. That's what a real reporter does, is he continues to ask questions.
Excuse me, General. General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood shooting, potential Fort Hood situation?
There's no link that we know of to that particular case, that we know of. We're investigating everything, but there's no particular link. I am aware of that FBI report, and there's no particular link to that that we know of.
Very, very suspicious. The fact that they're not pushing anti-gun stuff out of the gates, that they weren't ready for this, I think this was a real shooting. But you've got the FBI running around with Army intelligence looking for a jihadi, former military guy. And then you've got all this other stuff going on. It is suspicious, but my gut tells me this is real. If more comes out, I can change my view on that. But this is 20-plus people a day, 22 veterans a day committing suicide. That's thousands a year, folks. It's off the charts bad. And you're going to have some of them aren't going to commit suicide. They're going to go kill people they're mad at. And then when the government starts a fight with the veterans, they're going to go out and start killing people. And, I mean, if each veteran just goes out and kills one person, that's it for the whole government. So, you know, I got an idea. Let's not have this civil war. How's that sound? We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Please don't forget this hour of hardcore, liberty-biased media, truth-biased media. We have a bias to tell the truth. We have a bias to be aggressive in the defense of freedom. We have a bias towards justice. We have a bias towards not liking bullies and frauds and scammers. We have a bias towards the family, towards the right to self-defense. And we have a bias for fast cars and Marilyn Monroe. I mean, it just really starts coming down to that at the end of the day. I have a bias for good food, good times, and good friends. And being honorable, that's what we stand for. And please don't forget, this radio/TV transmission is being brought to you this hour by mypatriotsupply.com/Alex to find all their specials, water filtration, survival provisions, emergency survival food, heirloom seeds. They've got it all. mypatriotsupply.com/Alex to find the specials, or 866-229-0927. All right, ladies and gentlemen, also briefly, how we fund the reporters. And by the way, I want to hire another group of reporters so we can not just have our home-based group, but so we can have another group of reporters that can then be sent places on a weekly basis. Because it really straps us whenever I'm going to send Jakari and I think one other person, I may even go.
there's just so much administratively to do here. I'd rather go to Boston and cover that false flag. Last year it was clearly a false flag. That's coming up in just a few weeks. But we need more reporters. And I think the next wave, we've done great hiring six reporters and then by attrition, down to three or so with Darren McBreen as backup. And we've got our writer reporters that have been stepping up and doing physical reporting, TV and radio reporting out there like Kit Daniels and others and Don Salazar and Kurt Nemo. It is essential for you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. We fund ourselves. We have some great sponsors, but we mainly self-fund. And we do it with the best. I go out and, hire researchers and top product developers and say, what would be the Lamborghini of supplements at a fair price? Not cutting any corners. What is the most hardcore male vitality safe system you can produce to make people's glands naturally operate? Super Male Vitality. It cost us $16 to make, folks. The other ones, we can make it for $2. In the bottle, we can put it out. It would be some herbs that simulate testosterone. You'd feel it. You'd like it. You'd order it again. There are competitors that sell it for $100, and I happen to know it costs them $2, $3. Well, we sell it for close to half that, and it costs us $16 a bottle. Still a big markup there because we got to fund the whole operation and all the rest of it. The point is that this is the real deal. You've heard the rave reviews. Super Male Vitality, InfoWarsLife.com. We have the nascent proprietary one-of-a-kind. In fact, I'm going to take mine right now. I've been forgetting to take it three times a day, and I've just been not having as much energy. The Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Need to get that at InfoWars.com. Store.com or go directly to the subsection InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. And it is those of you out there that buy the products, even if you don't, you're like, oh yeah, I bet this iodine is going to do something for me, or I bet the silver bullet super strength colloidal silver they've got, oh, I bet that's really good topically or inside you as an antibiotic, even you haven't seen the research, or I bet fluoride shield is great. Well, it is. Try it. Take the challenge. Regardless, you're supporting hardcore liberty-based media. InfoWarsLife.com. And once you try it, you've heard the rave reviews, I want you to experience the coffee. People say it's either their new favorite or they really like it. There's different tastes out there. I've been drinking this coffee for more than 10 years. Tried to find a way to get it directly from the Chiapas farmers. Took me 2 years to do that. We now have Wake Up America coffee. And it's really good, organic, volcanically grown high mountain coffee. If you don't like coffee, fine. Buy it and give it as a gift. The point is, this is the coffee I think is the best. These are the supplements I think are the best. That's what I believe in, is bringing you things that I enjoy, that I use, that I have seen to be powerful. The films I've made, Endgame, Evergreen, 8 years old, more important now than ever to see that film. It's on DVD to have in your library. All the other films we produced or carried, they're all at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I'm done ranting and plugging here. The point is, this is a free will, free association broadcast. We're not like, as I say, MSNBC that gets stimulus money and Banker bailout money. We're not like NPR that gets upwards of $500 million in taxpayer money to literally push very slick fascist propaganda posing as liberal. We are funded by you. And please support our local AM and FM affiliates. It is essential to support those local sponsors, to become a local sponsor, and to spread the word about the broadcast if you're listening to it. If you're listening to us on the Hammer FM station, we're on all over the country. Over 100, going up to 170 stations now. We just got a 50,000 water. Two of those in the last week. I need to plug those. The point is that we're on in D.C. on 50,000 water. Man, that's incredible. I need to plug that. I just did the liner for it last week. Can I have that and plug it on air? I mean, there's just so much going on. And it's so exciting. Support those stations. If you're listening to this on AM or FM, you can stop people in their cars at a red light and say, tune into this station right now. This is important. Or tell everybody at work, hey, when you go to lunch today, tune into this. Or tell your boss or your employees about it. This is how we warn people. Support those local AM and FMs. They are so essential. They have giant audiences. It is an information warfare weapon system ready to be used. And the fact that we've come so far that this show is seen as so mainline now, because we've exposed what's happening, you've exposed what's happening, that we are accepted on big stations. Because the program directors and owners can go look and see, yeah, this sounds crazy, but it's going on. this guy backs up what he says. Knock on wood, that's why I've not been sued for defamation and stuff, and why the few frivolous suits we've seen against us by folks before have been thrown out. Most little media organizations get sued all the time, not us, because we know what we're doing. And we've got lawyers. And we do our best to tell the truth. And we get things wrong occasionally. We go and we report on how we're wrong. We retract it. That's the difference between us and dinosaur media that just take the report they're given and repeat it. And talk radio is and was the original alternative media. When print was controlled, when the TV was controlled, only three channels, it was talk radio where people could call in and talk about things, and so many stories would break regionally that would end up becoming, you know, very important, and it was the place that could change what was happening legislatively. Government, tyrants in government, have always feared talk radio, and they're doing everything they can to kill it now. It's just like cash. It's something we need to continue to use, something we need to continue to support, because they want to phase it out. They want to get rid of farmers markets. We support them. They want to get rid of the Second Amendment. We support it. They want to get rid of borders. We support it. They want to get rid of the family. We support it. They want to force inoculations on us. We're against it. Then you go do the research. They're killing us with them. You know, groups that do secret research over and over again. The EPA, it now turns out, doing secret deadly tests on kids. That's in the news today. I mean, this is what's going on. We're just the same people reporting on the insanity of the ruling class, which throughout history becomes decadent. Look at Caligula marrying his horse. Look at what Hitler did. Look at what all these other crazy leaders have done. Vlad the Impaler. Craziness in government is the norm, not the exception. Because even if you've got a good king and a good ruling nobility, over time they degenerate. Their kids become spoiled. Their grandkids become evil. Their grandkids become flat-out satanic. And you got human sacrifice, mass murder, out-of-control police forces, feeding on people. This is the cycle. And we're going into that evil cycle. But there have been many cases in history where if people warn and people point out historically what's happened, they call them prophets, then you can not go into the depths of the evil cycle and get a reprieve and not go into slavery. In every case in history, when a culture becomes evil, folks, they go into bondage. They lose the blessings of liberty. We are going into bondage. We are losing every basic freedom right now. It's all under assault. And there is a battle and a war for that freedom right now. Now, I want to play this one more time because it's so powerful. And some of it's got subtitles. So see the video up on InfoWars.com. In fact, I want a red link. Army admits Fort Hood shooter was on psychiatric drugs. They always wait for me to say red link. You guys, when something's that big like that, I wrote this article with Watson this morning before I came in. And I forgot to say red link. Just red link it. Drudge has red linked it up on InfoWars.com. We have the article, Army Admits Fort Hood Shooter Was on Psychiatric Drugs. It's up on DrudgeReport.com. Connection between violence and SSRIs medication emerges yet again. Get that article out to everybody because they're going to try to blame the Second Amendment. We're in an InfoWar. We have to point out that almost every school shooter has been on multiple psychotropics. Every time I hear about somebody like a zombie randomly shooting people or shooting a cop in Walmart in Austin, I said, he'll be on Ambien. He was on Ambien. And something else as well that came out in the trial. Forget which one. I mean, of course. I mean, you don't just randomly, a guy with no criminal record, just randomly get a gun and go shoot a cop at Walmart. Wandering around like a zombie. It's the drugs, ladies and gentlemen, and it's going to continue. I mean, look at our current issue. Modern-day Maryland, it's all about the war on women with psychotropics and more. It's got pills raining down from the sky on the cover of the new issue of the magazine, the April issue. Now, I want to go to this press conference. We're going to have more of it on the nightly news tonight. But here is Kit Daniels asking the questions about 15 feet from the commanding general of Fort Hood, Mark Milley. Lieutenant General, and then we're going to get further breakdown from Jakari Jackson and Kit Daniels. Here's the press conference.
How much indication do you have about premeditation here? Was there anything?
They asked about premeditation.
Something going on in this building?
I do not know. That'll be part of the investigation. I did not say his rank nor his name, and I'll do that when his family is appropriately notified.
It's Ivan Lopez.
He said he came from another installation. Can you tell us what that is?
At this time, I prefer not. He was undergoing behavioral health and psychiatric treatment for depression and anxiety. There are reports, I don't know if he was diagnosed in the clinical sense, there are reports that he self-reported a traumatic brain injury previously coming back from Iraq.
Was he on any sort of medications?
He was on medications, that's correct.
Like SSRIs or antidepressants, anything of that nature?
Yes.
Was the FBI already on the scene due to the alert that they gave out about on Monday regarding a possible mass shooting?
We have a local FBI liaison officer,
okay.
But no, large FBI assets were not here.
Okay.
They are actually inbound to help with the investigation. All of the wounded and killed were military.
General, the female officer who engaged him, how would you describe what she did today?
It was clearly heroic what she did at that moment in time, and she did her job, and she did exactly what we would expect of the United States Army military.
What are your thoughts on carrying concealed
weapons? You're not allowed to carry concealed weapons.
Do you think that should change?
No, I don't think so. We have concealed weapons on both. We have law enforcement agents. Trained professionals.
Didn't stop him from having a gun, did it?
How long did it take for the law enforcement to reach the scene?
It was within minutes.
Within minutes.
Exact time, probably 10 to 15, maybe.
So you're saying that we should have concealed weapons, but it still takes 10 to 15 minutes for law enforcement to even reach the scene? What's your comments on that?
I think the law enforcement acted very rapidly and swiftly, given the nature of this circumstance.
I understand that, but there's still people that have died.
I'm not going to get in a debate.
That's good.
Carrying weapons on.
Yeah. He can't get into debate because they've turned military bases in the last 20 years into victim disarmament zones. And obviously, if you live on the base, you should be able to have a firearm. It's like not letting pilots have guns in the cockpit when they did before 9/11. They took them away right before that, strangely enough. You're going to trust them with a giant weapon that goes 600 miles an hour that can take out thousands of people on the ground, but they can't have a gun? I mean, this is a load of bull. And it's about government and police having the monopoly of force. Most police... and John Bound, what was that you just played on air? Because I'm confused.
That was the announcement on the base.
Oh.
Yeah, just showing that martial law... and no one can be armed. And
you're on air right now, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. Okay, so, yeah, okay, well, that's powerful. I wish we had that clip. Play that again for me.
Yes, sir.
Doors and windows.
Yeah, I can't really tell what's going on there. Very interesting. Thank you. Let's go now to Jakari Jackson. And Kit, guys, other comments concerning the shooting and the fact that I want to say good job asking the real question, was he under psychiatric care? Was he on drugs? Yes. And the press conferences, as you know, you guys have the raw footage, have been going on for a long time. People are not asking the real questions. It's ridiculous. It was mainly a worship fest about, oh, what a great job you did, stopping this guy.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And, kudos to Kit. He is able to get down in there low and ask the real questions. And I was just so surprised how upfront the general was when he said, was he on psychiatric drugs? Was he on the SSRIs? He just said yes, which I at least give him credit for admitting that. I wasn't expecting to get that.
That's why I got to ask it up front before the feds come in and say, hey, let's not bring that up.
Yeah.
But that's what they usually do, and then it comes out 6 months later.
Mm-hmm. So what are your thoughts about that, Kit?
Well, when I was about 12 years old, I was diagnosed with an anxiety disorder, and I was put on multiple SSRIs. So I know the dangers that they can do. I remember when I was about 14, a doctor tried to force me to take medication, which was an SSRI. So I took a piece of bubble gum and stuck it behind my front teeth. So when I opened my mouth, he thought I actually took it because I knew what it would do to me. It turned me into a zombie. But unfortunately, the mainstream media, they're not going to focus on the dangers of these drugs. They are going to attack the Second Amendment, and they are going to try to push for universal background checks and for mental illness. But the thing is, the DSM-5, which psychologists use to diagnose mental disorders, it's so broad that anyone could be diagnosed with mental disorder. So universal background checks under the guise of mental issues, mental disorders, it just leads to gun confiscation.
Well, listen, I remember in sixth grade, about the 10th time, kids that had flunked three grades were beating me up, and I would fight back and push one of them over, and he had to go to the hospital. They called my parents in. They said, we want to put your son on Ritalin and maybe some other drugs. And my dad's like, you're the one. My son's being attacked by all your gang members. He's done nothing wrong. No, I'm not putting him on drugs. And then the same thing continued to happen. Drug your son because he stands up for himself.
Yeah, and the thing about it was, you know, you trust these guys, just like you said, to go out there and fight for their country. They're trained in firearms, proficient in firearms, but then they say that you can't carry your own firearm on base. And as Kit pointed out, that even with a police presence on the base, they only had, 15 minutes for response time? 10, 15 minutes? You know, so it's not a very...
The average police response time is 12 minutes.
Yeah, so, I mean, even in a place where they have a monopoly on force, they can't even use that force to protect themselves.
Absolutely.
Well, that's it. Exactly. And now Paul Watson wrote the article, should we disarm the whole military? Because with the people, they say if somebody commits a crime, we're all guilty.
Right.
Well, then disarm the military. We're going to be right back. I want to continue to break down this press conference and the fact that he was on drugs.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Man thinks, cause he rules it up, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change him, he will. For a man is invented, he's doomed. First step was touching the moon. Now there's a woman on my
By the way, I want to show you here, if you're a TV viewer at PrisonPlanet.tv, the Ambien. How many pages is this? 20-something page. Adverse reactions and side effects. Abnormal thinking and behavioral problems, 5.3. Bizarre behavior, agitation, depersonalization. And then it just goes on. Violent behavior, suicide attempts, abnormal thinking. I want to get back to our reporters, but because this would take a long time to read all 22 pages. Abnormal thoughts, behaviors, symptoms include more outgoing and aggressive behavior than normal, confusion, agitation, hallucinations, worsening of depression, and suicidal thoughts or actions. And I mean, every one of these drugs is in the hallucinogen family. And you put people on hallucinogens, they're going to have a bad trip. Sleepwalking. And you add it to violent behavior, I call that sleep killing. And the general public's already in a trance-like state. These people are literally zombie killers. And somebody makes them mad, and they snap, and they kill 18 villagers in Afghanistan, and we give them, you know, 50 years in prison. When the person admittedly said, I didn't know who I was. Guy had served four tours, had part of his foot blown off, had a prosthesis, and they made him go back. Automatic re-up. Sergeant Bales, and then he snapped when they put him on a bunch of medication because he was in an IED attack and his buddy got killed. So they put him on a bunch of new drugs, and he flipped out and killed people, and he's going to be in a military prison forever because we can't admit it's the drugs. We can't ever admit it's the drugs.
Because the answer to the drugs is more drugs. So you're taking this pill, and now you have this side effect. So now let's give you this pill. Let's give you this pill to counteract that pill. It's all about the pills, you know, instead of giving these guys real treatment and trying to really help them in, you know, whatever area that they needed, it's just say, take this drug, take more drugs.
That's the answer. I mean, if my son has allergies and has trouble sleeping, the medical doctor says, well, maybe you put him on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you have a car wreck now, they say, well, you're depressed, put you on drugs.
Right.
You know, it's not your diet, it's not your life, it's not that you're getting enough exercise, it's not that you're getting GMOs.
Mm-hmm.
No, you need drugs that make you kill people.
That's it. That's exactly it.
And this ties back into the war on drugs, because if you and me were to take illegal drugs that are hallucinogens, we get thrown in jail. But if we are prescribed hallucinogens that are FDA approved, well, that's okay, as long as Big Pharma gets its profits.
Yeah, if you get your drugs from a reputable dealer, a guy in a white lab coat, then that's perfectly fine.
I'd never been allergic to bees, and then I was in college digging out an area for my parents to put a garden in. They were paying me to do it, and I was hoeing the ground up, and a group of aggressive bees, I probably got stung 15 times, and they were gone. It was during the day on a Saturday, and I went in, took a shower, put baking soda on me. Throat started shrinking up, was about to call an ambulance, but kind of the only time in my life almost had like a hallucination.
Mm.
And I felt like I was on, you know, cloud nine or something. And that's what I'm told it feels like when you're on these drugs. I mean, I could have done anything when those bees attacked me.
Yeah.
I mean, I was out of my mind high off their poison.
Yeah, I mean, I've never taken these drugs myself, so I can't speculate to the effects, but I definitely realize that, because you see all these mass killers, they say, oh, I thought I was in a video game. I thought I was in some type of action movie. You know, it's almost like a Looney Tunes cartoon, you know? Like, you shoot the guy, and his face gets all smoky, and then he's fine 10 seconds later. That's what these guys think when they take these drugs.
No, I dated some women before I got married who were on them. And, I mean, these people were out of their minds. And I'd known some of them before they got on. And I'm not attacking people that are, you know, on this stuff. And I'm sure for somebody it might actually help them. But statistically, it's Russian roulette. And I don't think we should put hardcore combat killers on them.
Yeah,
if the insert says it'll make it either.
And that's the whole point, Alex, because and most people probably don't have these effects when they go out and commit some violence.
Stay there, Jakari. We'll come back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase. countries in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.